Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what up? It's good, Red.
What's popping, Red?
Hello, Red?
Hello?
Uh-oh. He was just
Hello?
Everyone. Red is having technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Red, what
Hello?
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 Okay. How many times are you going to say hello?
I'm trying to make sure that you hear me. You keep saying hello, and I'm like, hello?
But, yeah, but all right, it doesn't make sense if you say hello, and I'm saying hello, and you ain't saying, okay, I got you. You just say hello, and I'm saying hello, and then you saying hello again, so that sounds like ain't nobody, no one's hearing each other.
Well, I'm making sure that we both hear each other. You can hear me now?
Yeah, okay, now that's better. Like,
okay,
you know what
good.
I'm saying? Instead of you doing some who's on first, and I'm saying, well, who's on second?
That's
you know
right,
who's
on second?
First? Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on? Yo, what up, y'all? Big
who's
Red
first,
Brother B with
second?
The menu. Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's going on, everybody? What's good? What's good? What's good? What's good, Red? How you doing?
I'm good, trying to keep Rona out my house.
Oh my God!
She act like she don't know how to stay away.
Why is it across from you? Is it next to you? Like, what the hell is going on?
Listen, Rona's everywhere, so you know what? I'm just trying to keep Rona out of here.
Listen,
she everywhere.
Yeah, as our topic for tonight, you know, our new reality. Of course it's everywhere because apparently it's not going anywhere. And if it does, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. This is just something new that we have to live with. The problem is living with it is turning some people into assholes. It's turning people
they've been
into,
assholes.
You know. Yeah, well,
listen,
now it's
people been like
the
that.
Ass. Well, yeah, it's amplifying the assholeness, you know, of some people. People are really out there to, you know, I guess do more harm than good, which is sad. Once again, I mean, we were talking about this last week, you know, with the fight over toilet paper and certain goods. I mean, listen, if somebody wanted to do an experiment on, like, how humans move or how we, you know, how humanity works, like, we would have definitely failed. A good majority of us would have failed because how is it that a respiratory ailment, because basically this is, the coronavirus basically attacks the respiratory, you know, area,
mm-hmm.
first and foremost. I mean, it starts off with the fever and stuff like that, but, you know, for the most part, respiratory. Where the hell does
mm-hmm.
wiping your ass or shitty diarrhea or explosive diarrhea, where did all of that come from? All it took was one person. And see, that was the test. All it took was one person to post some misinformation on the internet, and everybody went crazy and lost their goddamn mind. Started hitting the store for toilet paper and paper
yep.
towels.
Unbelievable. No, they left
Listen.
The paper towels. It's the toilet paper. Ain't nobody
okay.
picked. There's a hole. The shelf is full of paper towels.
And
it's only toilet paper.
And if the aliens are watching, they're sitting back, these little flesh
probably
bags
already an experiment. That's probably what it boiled down to, just an experiment to see how humans are going to act in the desert. Like I said, thank God it ain't no zombies walking around. Because guess what?
Oh, yeah, it would be like The Walking Dead. It would be like The Walking Dead. We'd be fighting each other.
It already feels like that.
Right. Yeah, we're fighting each other instead of, you know what I'm saying, banding together to help one another, you know, like kind of get through this, you know. But see, but you know the problem is? We ain't got somebody like Hot Rod as a leader. And see, Hot Rod should be leading us in these times.
Oh,
in the bottle,
damn right.
Hot Rod, he can't be on my team. He can't be on my Walking Dead team.
Oh, wow.
No, she's right. I won't be fighting the zombies. I'll be making friends with them. We'll be having a party, you know.
You're going to make friends with the zombies.
Only the Hot Rod will make friends
zombie
with the zombies.
Party.
Let's go. You want brains? I got goof. Let's get this party started. But I want to make a point and go fight with my kids again because, you know, there's no school now, so they're up, God forbid. But to your point, guys, do you know, this is a report that went out today that domestic violence, since the quarantine, you know, since everybody's going crazy with this lockdown and everything and getting stressed out, that the domestic violence has gone up, that people have been calling the cops left and right because people are fighting with each other left and right. That's showing you the stress of being locked up with your wife or your partner over 24 hours a day.
Well, I guess their relationship really wasn't about love.
Well, you think about it. You don't spend time with your partner and your kids for most of the day. Either you're at work, at school, or doing gum or whatever, or your mistress. So we spend time with your partner for 24 hours. Listen, you never know. We spend time with your partner 24 hours. Anything could go wrong. Like, I spent time with my kids for over 5 hours. I'm losing my mind already. You know, this is too much for me.
That's well, it's sad, myself. Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like that. It's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be patient. See, and that goes to show you that, I guess, we have patience for certain things, but not patience for other things. It's not to say that you don't have patience for, you know, for your kids, but the whole thing is you're not used to spending this much time with them because you got to work. And
Ryan,
work is taking over.
No.
Come
on,
go to bed, Ryan.
Wait.
Wait.
Negotiate.
You think they're going to bed now? Yeah, right.
All right. I'll call you. I'm going to try to call you guys again.
All right, boss.
All right.
Later.
Really?
But yo, that's real right there. See,
that's crazy.
We have spent so much time doing other things other than spending time with one another. It's now reflecting and is manifesting itself in a sometimes negative way. With some people, it could be positive, but for other people, it could be negative.
Right.
You know.
Like, I believe that domestic, you know, I believe that with domestic violence and, you know,
and
because
that's
just like you said, not used to, yeah, well, you know what, just like you said, some people, like, if you think about not just husband, but if you think about people that are in situations, like living situations, you know, living situation, not necessarily there because they want to be there, but they have to be. So now you're either there with your abuser or either you're there because you don't have no place else, you know, else to live, or you can't go to family or anybody else. So you have no choice right now. And maybe you, this person may have kids or whatever, but now you have to be there because now you don't have a choice but to be in the house with that person. Now, once again, you can go out, but then you can't be exposed and be out for hours and long unless you're just doing a store run or whatever. But that's the thing. Like, just like you said, it's you know, people that have situations going on, and it's just like, oh, well, you know what? That's when you just got your own place, but nope, you didn't want to do that, or you couldn't do that.
I mean, true. I mean, the negative is, to me, one of the negatives is the fact that people are out of work.
Right.
Some places are actually, you know, some people have the options of working at home. but then there's other people that can't, that cannot work at home. And there are other people out there who just may have lost their jobs, you know, or because, you know, of certain situations. Because, you know, smaller businesses are not doing as well because, you know, of what's going on. And it's just a sad state of affairs. But on the flip side of it, we have to learn how to take the put the positive in it. Because, yes, this is that time. Cause, I mean, yo, I'm not going to lie. I was screaming. And 69:47, we're going to get to you in a hot second. I was screaming, I needed a break. I needed a break. I needed a break before all this. And then all of a sudden, this happened. And it's like, wow. Like, you know, I'm looking at it, or trying to look at it in a positive way of spending more time with family and just actually relaxing and, you know, mental health, you know what I'm saying? Instead of being at, you know, working two jobs, stressing on this, stressing on that, dealing with people, you know, every day. Now I kind of fell back quick, even though a part of me is just like, whoa, like, you know, it's kind of strange. But at the same time, it feels good because it's like I don't have to deal with the pressure or the stress of the everyday of dealing with what I was dealing with, you know, at one job. You know, I still work my other, but it's just different. And I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm thankful for that because sometimes, you know, whether you believe, whether you have faith or not, sometimes the universe, you know, the power that be has to slow your ass down if you don't do it yourself. And I think it's got to a point where a lot of us needed to slow down.
Yep.
Because a lot of us were just spinning out of control. A lot of us were just focused on things that weren't what we really needed to focus on. But now you have people out there focusing on bullshit like fighting over toilet paper. So, 69:47, what's up? You're on the air with the menu.
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing tonight?
Hello.
Oh,
how are you?
Miss Jerry. Hey, Miss Jerry.
Well, I'm going to agree with you, Brother B. Actually, there's a lot of bad things going on with the coronavirus, but in my particular case, a lot of good things. And I just, when I'm talking to my friends, if you're listening to the news, it's like every day is a beat down. You're just really waking up to hear how many people died, how many people in your neighborhood now are on the potential of dying. But I tell them, I'm like, if you listen to the stats and things like that, it's all scare. It's a lot of people may have it. They don't know. They're only finding out when you get tested. So who's to say we haven't had this for 10 years and been walking around with it, and it didn't affect us?
True.
And now that they're getting tested, some of the worst symptoms that you can have besides death are stomach virus, headache. How many of us have went to work with a headache before? I know I have. You know, so I'm not downplaying the seriousness of it, but I think they have more people scared than what they have to be.
Absolutely.
With me, I went remote on Monday. So yesterday was my first day working from home. I'm not going to be affected economically yet because I'm still working, but I don't have to travel an hour and a half to work, hour and a half back. There's no traffic. I'm here with my family.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean to cut you, but for somebody that, like, drives and, work at night, and even sometimes during the day, yo, it's beautiful. The roads are beautiful. Even though you still have some idiots trying to be fast and furious, like it's like for there to be no traffic, you still got to have a couple of idiots that want to just drive all fast and switch through lanes and stuff. But still, for the most part, oh, the roads have been great. Great.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, even something as simple as when you go in the restaurants that are open, they're actually happy to see you. And they treat you differently. You walk in, they greet you. Hey, how you doing? They look excited. Before, when you would walk, you feel like you were bothering somebody. So, like with me, my neighbors came in last week. I hadn't spoken to my neighbors since summer because I was always working, always missing, you know, them going in, going out. And he stopped me. We had like a conversation for about like a half an hour outside just about the neighborhood and stuff. So there are negatives, but it is bringing together a lot of people, a lot of families. You know, you get to spend more time with your kids. I was going to say one of the funny things about it is when you spend time with your kids, you know how you have these parents that their kids can't do anything wrong? Oh, they're getting a reality check now. They may have to go back and apologize to some of them teachers. You know?
Exactly.
The teachers
Absolutely.
Are happy. I tell you that. The teachers are happy
exactly.
because they're actually getting paid to teach, whereas now in the teaching field, they are secondary parents. They're teachers. They're nurses. They're doctors. They do everything. With this remote learning, they are just teaching. That's it. Your kids are home with you. If they don't listen, that's your problem.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
So depending on where you come from, I was going to say, depending on where you're coming from, there are a lot of positives that are going on.
Right. Definitely.
I totally agree with it.
You know that Costco and BJ's and them, they're not taking back toilet paper, rice, and all the rest of that stuff them people done overboard. They pretty much posted that if you bought it, it's yours. They don't care what you do with it.
Right.
But that's the
so
thing.
You think about
what was the purpose of buying, like, the hoarding thing? Like, I don't understand.
And
like, the CDC.
Rice. Like, what you going to do with the damn rice?
Hmm?
All that damn rice.
Well, I mean, I think some people were taking it and, like, either sending it back to their country to help out, you know, other people.
Really?
Or...
Yeah, but we didn't do this. You need to help me. How you going to get rice and send it back and you need to help me? Like, I don't get it. It don't make no sense.
It's the mentality of some people. I mean, I get it. I get it. But at the same time, I mean, if they're not able to, like over there in China, if they're not able to do stuff, if they're good, you know, if they're not able to, you know, do what they've been doing in terms of manufacturing stuff and producing any good, then, of course, you know, somebody's going to send them some type of assistance. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's a plus and a minus with it, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't think it should send people into this mode where they have to start hoarding or buying up everything because, first of all, once again, the CDC didn't say anything about crazy diarrhea or anything else. The CDC didn't say anything about that. And I've watched a few, you know, I've Googled, went on YouTube and saw a few CDC videos, and they didn't say anything about that. All it was one person that mentioned it on Facebook or the internet, and it just went crazy. And I mean, you should.
That's like that
you
damn
gotta be ashamed
sandwich.
Of yourself. Yeah, like you got to be ashamed of yourself if you're in there fighting somebody over some goddamn toilet paper. That goes to show you. See, this is why I was bringing up the whole thing about 2020. Because this, of course, this is not only the year, but 2020, what does this translate to in medical terms? Well, in terms of eyes, that's supposed to be like, you know, good vision. When you have 2020 vision, you're supposed to have good vision. We're in the year where we're seeing a lot of things. There are a lot of things being exposed to us visually. And even if, you know, some people take it to the book of Revelations is to reveal, you know, we're seeing things. Whether you like it or not, we're seeing things. And if you don't become woke by it or become more conscious by it, then you'll be doomed. You're going to doom yourself. All those people fighting over toilet paper, their mind, their level, the way they're thinking, is very unsafe. There's nothing positive about the way they're thinking. Like, it's going to be survival of the fittest, and people like that will not survive. Because if you think toilet paper is going to be like an asset or something like that, I mean, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Well, you
it's
know,
not, it's not going to help.
I was saying for people of color, we already know struggle. So I was saying to my friend, I was like, I was kind of born learning how to make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's the other people that don't know how to make anything. They're used to having. They're the ones that are struggling the most. You know,
yeah.
when when I saw the videos and people didn't have toilet paper, they were taking paper towels and cutting them in half, and I laughed. But that's what we do. We take what we have and
work. You know, that's right. You're right. Before we go to K-Dog, you're right, because, yo, you don't see people in the hood stressing. They're going about their business.
Yep.
People in the hood ain't stressing no damn toilet paper. They ain't fighting over packs of chicken or nothing like that. They go, listen, man, listen, they
get you
take
some
packs of chicken
and make
some ramen noodles. That's what I'm saying.
I
that's
know they
the
like
skill.
You too much.
That's the skill.
Get you some beans. Get you some beans. Make you. Yeah, listen, we know how to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, that's when you take pride in where you came from and who you were brought up by and how they showed you the struggle. See, some people think that the struggle ain't good. Oh, I ain't trying to struggle in life. But listen, Frederick Douglass said it, right? Without struggle, there will be no progress.
That's
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? And I do believe that. Sometimes you got to go through something to get over something to get somewhere. You know, what's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up?
Hello.
Man, listen, we're living in some crazy times right here. And people, I mean, you have to wonder, for those of us who live right here in New York City, today, in listening to Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio telling people to stop with the public gatherings in the park. Now, I live right here at Prospect Park. Let me tell you something. It's either some people, do they have a brain or something? Because, like they said, this disease is spread through, is a respiratory illness. It causes a respiratory illness, right? So why the hell is it that people can't understand what's going on? I mean, I understand the frustrations of staying at home. I mean, I feel bad for the people that live by themselves, that, you know, they have nobody to talk to except the four walls. They have the TV, they have the radio, they have their computers, whatever have you, whatever they have. You know, I mean, I understand that sometimes, yeah, you could feel like your mind is going a little crazy. But, you know, I mean, use some common sense. Use some common sense.
Well, you know what the problem is, K-Dog? I think some people see it. And I see it the same way, too. It's the unraveling of humanity.
Right.
So in some cases, like, all right, so now we're supposed to stay away from each other. That's hard.
It is.
To actually tell people, like, people who are very outspoken and like to be out and amongst the people who enjoy just people who enjoy life. It's hard to all of a sudden just tell them, hey, listen, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
So wait a minute, you're trying to tell me I have to just, like, stay secluded? And there's some people who are just not used to that. Like, that's not how they work. And it's probably killing them. Like, it's hard.
It's hard.
I know it's killing me. I can't sit still. I'm not a sit-at-home person.
Right, I'm not a stay-at-home person. Right, you feel that way. You got to stretch your leg. You walk around like, man, you know, I'm used to taking my long walks. I'm used to going outside. I'm used to going to this place. I'm used to going to that place. But now, all of a sudden, all of that stopped because of the virus.
And what I don't like, what I really don't like, is this, you know, even though it, I guess, once again, it's the new reality, this social distancing bullshit. Because you'll have
you're
going to
take
it. People
you're
take
right
it too
about
far.
That.
But you have people that will take it too far. Like, all right, social distancing. So what if you got to get on the elevator?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you
going to wait till
the
elevator is empty? Yeah, well, you want to, you know what I'm saying? Are you going to wait till the elevator is empty to take it? Or are you going to walk up like 20 flights of stairs? You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny. Even in the newscasting, they're even doing it, because you'll see two news anchors sitting far apart from one another.
And with that being
said, today, as I'm walking, I'm waving at my neighbor. My neighbor, he's like, "Hey, Colonel, how you doing?" He's like, "You know, there's no, he's like, hey, man, you know, I got to stay far away. I'm like, I understand. You know, I hear you about that. You know, you have to wave or, you know, you,
how do you
can't.
Well, see, that's the thing. How do you stay far away from somebody that you don't even know if they have it or not? That's
exactly
what I'm saying. You, like, they could have it, but they're trying to stay away from you, or you could have it. You're trying to stay, or neither one of you could have it.
Either
but
one of them. And you know what else?
Is getting into this thing of staying away from each other, and I think that's bad.
Yeah,
I think that's
and
really bad. I don't think
right.
that's a good thing.
And I was listening, and I know earlier, for those of you who have children, I know it's a lot when you're staying home with a child. I could imagine.
Nope,
I could imagine.
My kid's big. I ain't worried about that.
Oh,
I ain't got to worry about none of that.
No, but
I
was speaking to one of my friends, and he was telling me that him and his wife, they did something that was cool with the with his two daughters. They have a game night. They had a game night, which was cool. He's like, yeah, Curly Man.
Right, that's
like,
good.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry, I played soon. He couldn't stay on the phone long, but he said, you know what? I'm about to play some Uno with my wife and the girls. I'm like, hey, go ahead, man. And you know Some parents are actually making it fun, especially when the kids have to go to school online.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, that's a good thing.
There's a positive to this.
And at the end of the day, it's a good thing because, you know, it's just getting back to that, just like Brother B said, it's getting back to that time when we were growing up. But like I said, it wasn't no, you know, all this internet and all this other stuff.
Right.
What do? We sat down. We talked to each other. We sat down at dinner. You sat down and played actual board
game.
You actually play the game. Not go online and play. You play the board game with your family or your friends or whoever.
And,
it's like we can, the next thing you know, hopefully we can get back to these kids. Well, maybe they can't go outside right now, but maybe they'll go back to actually playing outside, like doing something outside besides sitting up in the house. Or it's like you just sat up on the house all this time. Now go your ass outside now.
And another cat was telling me this one of my coworkers, he said, man, I did the coolest thing with my son that I haven't done. We sat down and did a marathon of Star Wars together.
Yep.
Well, that's what's up.
And you know, getting back to being with your children, getting back to
being
with family, like connecting with your family, like those of us who live with family, we're connecting we're talking. We're, trying to resolve things. We sit down and talk. Like, for me, one of the coolest things that I could say personally was receiving a phone call from my brother out in California speaking to my nieces. And whenever I get on the phone with my brother, we have long conversations, man. I mean, our conversations could go on for hours. And from what he told me, life in the West Coast, you think over here is quiet. He said, you should see California. There's not a soul on the street.
Yeah.
People are
insane. Well, I want to know if Lady T has practiced her chicken cooking skills since nothing has been going on. Lady T,
no, I'm not practicing no chicken.
She ain't.
Why not?
I know how to cook chicken, but who am I cooking it for? I don't eat chicken.
You can hook me a hot rod up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, come on now. Big red light chicken. K dog light chicken. We all like chicken.
But
Cherry light chicken. I mean, maybe not with the skin, but she likes it. What's up, Lady T? How you doing?
What's up, y'all? What's up?
Hey, what's up, Lady T?
I don't know. One thing that I'm looking at, like, you have a lot of social distancing. People's really taking that to heart. You have no more phone calls for some people. You know, it's like really, really social distancing. But my main concern is, like, after all this is over, the mental health of a lot of people, because, I mean, you're required, like, 20 minutes a day outside. They tell that to kids, at least 20 minutes a day outside, even for adults, whether you're sick or not. You know, you need that. You need the vitamin D, especially when the sun is out. So it's like I worry about a lot of people not realizing that you might be going into depression, let's say, or something of that sort.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's certain things to be aware of, and when you start feeling a certain way, maybe you do need to step outside. Maybe you do need to walk around the block.
Yeah.
You can't.
Lady
it's
T.
not
Lady,
reality
Lady.
To stay, you know, inside. It's not realistic.
Exactly.
Well,
you know
what? So let's take it back real quick. When we were younger, because all of us here are a certain age, we were younger and we was told we couldn't go outside. It's like 85 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking out the window as the world is going by. Yo, that was depressing in itself. So
yeah.
I can't imagine that. That was as a kid. So I can't imagine as an adult.
Oh, my goodness. You want to go outside and play some ball, and you can't go outside, man.
Now you can't play ball because unless you playing one person
on
one side of the court and the other one, you can't
you have to play by yourself.
You can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. Like, yo, I work nights. I work overnight. When I tell you the streets is empty, yo, homeless people. I wonder where they went, because I haven't really seen too many homeless people outside.
Oh, wait a minute.
Speaking of which, I heard my sister was telling me that coming home from work, she encountered some serious homeless people out there on these streets and on the subways. She said it's like an invasion.
I don't ride the train.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Well, then that's where they all went on the train then.
They went
underground. Yeah, in the trains. And, the train stations, they're all up in there.
Because guess what? They can't really be in the homeless shelters. Because remember, you got to be away from people.
A certain capacity. A certain amount of people.
Right, because they cap it because that's terrible.
Yep.
Wow.
They're all over the place.
Those are the have-nots. I mean, yo, I really am 100% in agreement with Lady T, because that was a thought on my mind as well. The mental, you know, the attitude of people, like, going forward, like, the social distancing is going to do more harm than good. Because just like people who are fighting over toilet paper, people are going to get it in their heads that they're not supposed to be next to someone. And this can actually start shit. Like, you could be next to somebody online. Hey, could you stay 6 feet away from me, please? Like, listen, shut up. I'm standing right here. Like, I'm not touching you or anything like that. Yeah, but you're supposed to stay 6 feet away. You know, this can actually become an issue when you're telling people to stay away from other people. And, how do you do that when there's so many people? Like,
you live in a place where it's packed with people, so you can't be pushed in. You can't tell somebody, oh, get away from me. And, you know, especially when you're in a large circle, especially nowadays, they're telling people, oh, you got to go in an open space. You can't have large gatherings. Well, I heard just the other day, they were telling me, man, there was a spot in Queens where the club was closed. Like, they closed the gate up in the front, but they were letting people in the side, and people called the cops.
Yeah.
People want to drink. Mm-hmm. People want to have fun. And it's like, hey, listen, it's all done. It's done. It's
you're
over.
Basically telling people the way you've been, that's the thing, the new reality. So the way you've been living, you can no longer live it anymore. That's basically what's going on. The way you've been living, going out, being active, this, that, and the third, now you have to stay home and you have to get on the computer. That's basically what you're being told. And that's not real for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like that would drive a lot of people crazy. It will be a mental issue.
But like I was saying earlier, some people are taking it way too light. Like, you know, I'm just gonna do what I'm doing. I'm not please. They're just gonna have huge social gatherings.
Well, you're putting everybody else at risk. But I think in some cases you really shouldn't stop living your life. You just should be a little bit more cautious. I mean, if you were a clean person before this, then you're going to continue to be vigilant and do what you've been doing. I see a lot of people wearing the mask, but if they were paying attention to what the CDC says, CDC says it's more if you're not, especially if you're not wearing the right mask. If you're around someone who has it and you're not wearing the right mask, all you're going to do is inhale it, and it's going to get trapped under the mask. The mask is supposed to be more for people who have it, and they're trying to prevent the spread of it, Now, I've seen people who wear gloves, the same pair of gloves, they'll touch this, touch that, and then they'll touch their clothes. You're defeating the purpose of wearing the goddamn gloves if you take, if you're
because
using
it's
the
on
gloves
surfaces.
And you're touching this.
It's an airborne. It's airborne, so it's gonna be on surfaces.
Yeah. So if you're touching the surface and then you're touching your clothes, once again, you're defeating the purpose. If you're not changing your glove constantly, then you're defeating the purpose. So don't think you're winning when you're wearing the same pair of gloves for like 2 hours. Oh, you're
right.
Touching. You're going to Costco or BJ's and you're grabbing stuff, and then you're getting in your car and then you're touching your steering wheel with the same pair of gloves. You're defeating the purpose.
That was
it. Yeah,
I think one of the issues that I'm having is that you have a lot of people being tested. So we're finding out a lot of people do have the coronavirus. They're carriers, they're asymptomatic, so they're not showing any signs. But why are they going in to get tested if they're not showing any signs?
Exactly.
Especially when there's a shortage of tests.
It's
I'm just waking
a
up
lot
and,
of
I'm going to
tell
y'all
like
this.
Like a temperature, like a girl I'm that I know that.
Like I'm going to tell y'all like this.
What you say about the temperature?
I feel that we all going to get it, or we've already had it, because this has been out since last year. It's already been out. And if you gotten had the flu on anything within, I'll say, October, November, December, January, February, you already had it.
Mm-hmm. I believe
I'm telling you that now.
You take it. It depends on how strong your immune system is. It's like sometimes you'll get sick, you'll get a fever, or you'll get a cold. It doesn't mean it's the coronavirus. But the thing is, you're supposed to be very proactive. And listen, if you start, what does everybody here do? You start feeling a little sick, you start taking stuff. Or you start taking certain precautions to make sure you don't get any sicker. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, the problem is some of us are sick, but we still go to work. Now there's a situation where you cannot. No. You sick, don't go to work. Simple and plain.
Especially now where there's a high level of – there's also something I wanted to point out with that. Now there's a high level of allergies. You know, being that the season came, and you have a lot of pollen in the air. People are sneezing. Mm-hmm. People are going to be sniffling. Eyes are going to be turning red.
And
people are going to go into panic
shot.
Mode.
That can get you shot. That can get you beat up. Like, oh, you sneeze or you cough a certain way. Oh, somebody ready to beat your ass. Somebody
like
ready to
that
whip
episode
you.
Of Bugs Bunny when he was at the concert. He shot somebody because they interrupted his concert.
Go back to Looney Tunes. But it's sad.
But
it's sad.
Also, if you're getting tested and they find out that you have corona and there's no treatment, what's the purpose of getting tested? Because you're all on quarantine anyway. I mean, whether I have it or not, I'm being told to stay home. So why waste the money on testing?
And you know what's crazy? If you're sick, you're supposed to stay home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, but these jobs
how many
so,
of
these
us,
jobs are so horrible.
Yeah,
that too.
Exactly. You,
these jobs are horrible. They don't want you to stay home. Yeah, exactly.
Well, now
you
ain't got no choice.
Amount, then you ain't got no job. Well, you know, it's stupid.
Well, now
they're
you ain't got no choice.
If they lay you off, they're not going to hire anybody else because they have to train them. They have to spend money.
Yep.
They have to waste time on that. So they're looking to hold on to the people they have. They just don't want to pay you.
They're waiting for Trump to float them a check. And then I was reading that this guy says that everything should back up and running by Easter. So I guess apparently he's being axed. And as well as something I'm sure he wants to do himself, is to ease up on some of the restrictions. So he's going against some of the advice of the health officials, and he's trying to ease up on some of the restrictions of telling people, yeah, you can go out and do this and, open up your bars and open up this and open up that.
Yeah,
you
why
know,
not? Because it seems like it's about money on his end.
It is.
Of course,
he wasn't going to give out no goddamn
he wasn't
going to give out that goddamn check. He wasn't
he
giving no check. That's
the
bull crap.
He doesn't know what the thing is.
That check also came with stipulations too, where it'll cut out the entire middle class.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he. That's why he probably wants to do. And that's why he probably wants to do, undo the some of the restrictions, because now that
out today.
The thing that he tried to sneak by is not working. So now he has to go to plan B. It's with telling people, hey, listen, all right, I'm going to ease up on the restrictions. You know, you can open up now. Because smart, you know, people are not trying to take the hit. I'm not trying to fund a corporation when there's people out there that need it more. Because the taxpayers are going to, we're all going to take the hit. So all those that pay taxes, like, don't think that we're not going to take the hit for that stimulus package that they were trying to push. Like, we're going to definitely pay for that and then something. So now that it's not going through, once again, here's the backup. Oh, well, you know, okay, you can open up now. You can open up your store a little bit. You know, you can do this, you can do that. But the health officials are telling them, no, you shouldn't do this. Because then what it's going to do is going to cause more of a spread. And you know you have people out there who are not taking care of themselves. People out there who have no problem with coughing into the air and sneezing and not covering anything.
And digging in their damn nose.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're going to have those types of people. So you're going to do more harm than good. So
Cuomo came out today, and he was saying that if you tested positive for the coronavirus and you recovered, it's time for you to go back to work. Like, that was pretty much part of his speech. He's saying that those people that tested positive and they're feeling well and stuff like that, they build up their immune system, and now they're okay to go back to work. The ones that we should be focusing on are the ones that can't recover without a respirator. And I agree, because I don't see how they're going to be able to transition from, are we waking up tomorrow and being told it's okay to go back to work? At what point do you start to ease us back into a working society?
Well, the person that has coronavirus and had it and recovered from it, do you not know that if they can have a relapse and so forth?
Exactly.
We don't know that yet. That point hasn't been proven yet. They're still, you know, doing their scientific work on it, blah, 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 blah. So to say that, he's not a doctor.
But I was just saying, you're just going to have people waiting, because what if I came down with it, I was definitely sick, I pulled myself back. Are we waiting a month, 2 months, year? At a certain point, you're going to have to spend, you're able to walk around, we don't see any symptoms, we see it's still in your blood, you got to go back. Just as long, I think they're hoping for that even if you have it, that you're not a carrier, you're not able to spread it. That's what they're looking for.
Well, my thing is this. No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I was going to say, he said today that if you did have it and you recovered, that he feels it's time for you to go back to work at this point.
All right. My thing is, before we go to caller 9089, I got something to ask real quick. So is this in your bloodstream, or this is just basically a cold, flu type of thing where it's not something that, you have to really worry about being in your bloodstream?
I think it's a virus thing. It develops into pneumonia. So even though they're saying that people are dying from coronavirus, it's actually pneumonia.
Really?
Their lungs are filling up with something.
Gotcha. 9089, you're on Air with Dominion. What's up?
It is actually a advanced form of pneumonia. It is a mutated form of pneumonia. She's absolutely right. And it's your favorite midget from Jersey. So,
what's up, T?
What's going on?
What's up, Nico?
What's going on, Ray?
What's going on?
What's going on? And, it's crazy because they're advising people, even if you've recovered after the 2 weeks, they're still saying it'll take an additional 2 weeks to know if you have fully recovered. So basically they're talking, you're going to be down for a month. That's basically what they're saying. The toupee-wearing clown, on the other hand, I didn't mention names. All I said was the toupee wearing clown is more worried about his little business buddies making their money, which is ironic considering the fact half of Congress and a couple of big corporation owners, presidents, VPs, so on and so forth, sold off major stocks about 2 weeks before he made any announcements. So based on this draft of his, they have the opportunity to not only buy their stocks back once this is all cleared up, they have the opportunity to buy it back at lower prices and not suffer any penalties. I find this very amusing because when we went through this whole big thing when the economy crashed out during the Obama administration, he sat there and was like, first of all, y'all screwed. I ain't bailing nobody out. And if you got caught trying to pull this while he was in, it was a wrap. He was done. During the Obama administration, did I say the name wrong?
Probably offended some people.
Oh my God! Ask me if I care. But and I find it funny the double standard with all of this because he's this toupee wearing clown.
Everything
as underhanded as he could when he actually had a business. Now, again, this is the same fool that's not even allowed to run a charity in the state of New York because he's an underhanded piece of crap.
He represents America. Who does he represent? He represents that America that came over here and tried to do away with the damn Indians. He represents that America, that takeover, that attitude of that John Wayne that go out there and kick ass and take names later. He represents that.
So he represents the dumbasses, basically.
Well, that's what you want to call them, but
I'm not exactly wrong.
The sad part is they
do outnumber the people that actually have a brain. And it's funny. I was online earlier on Facebook, and I was going through some stuff, and I was looking at I love The Daily Show. I'm sorry, guys. I know he's not Jon Stewart, but Trevor Noah and his cast is hilarious as far as I'm concerned. And one of his correspondents were down at a Trump rally, and the ignorance and the sheer blind eye, the hypocrisy. It was actually sadly amusing to me because it brings reality how freaked up things are. I'm sorry, but living in our new world,
the Space Force. If anybody,
told the whole different story when the Space Force thing came up.
That just proves the level of stupidity, if anything.
Well, yeah, but once again, look what we're against. You can't stop the stupid. That's
no, you
the
can't. And sadly,
and
you know,
running,
inbreeding.
And stupid is running the show. Stupid and ignorance is running the show. So therefore, everybody with a brain has to be careful.
You have to wonder who's in office. Is it the stupid or what?
And I mean, honestly, I got to be honest with you. There's nobody in either party that's worth a damn. I'm sorry. If you're a Democrat, sucks to be you. If you're a Republican, you're just an idiot. But at the end of the day, both are fucking morons. I've listened to fucking the toupee wearing clown, and then quote Uncle Joe, who, for the record, guys, if you haven't noticed, is a straight out racist. Oh my God. And then poor Bernie, he's going to keel over if he gets elected. He'll be dead in like a week because the stress is too much. And he's an oxymoron. A democratic socialist, really? Really?
Well, listen.
Guys,
it's too many labels. It's too many labels, too many names.
That he's labeled himself.
Too many that. And my issue with that is maybe we need to I don't know, maybe we do need to take a break. Maybe we don't need anybody to run anything. Because obviously, with one person running something, whether good or bad, like, no one seems to be happy about any goddamn thing.
I'm
the
ready
only
to roll
thing
in
that
a
we
3-year-old.
Know for sure, you know, the only thing that we know for sure is people are going to fight over toilet paper and
oh, my goodness.
I should have taken pictures of what it looked like up here in Jersey, because you thought New York was bad.
But the problem, but once again, this is the new reality that some of us probably have to get used to, because you know, social distancing. Like I said, I have an issue with that whole label, that title. I have an issue with it. Well, you've been social distancing since like you were born. But
ever?
That's another
story.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it
works out for some people. It works out for some people, but for other people, it doesn't. And you're
especially as we go into summer,
you can't tell. It's hard to tell people you have to stay home. It's hard to tell your kids you have to stay in the house. And
well,
you know, who was saying it earlier about domestic violence?
Hot Rod
was saying domestic violence was being reported, like that's going up. I mean, that's just a goddamn shame.
But the crazy part is we actually need the summer, because this particular virus hates heat.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise. Something
but,
that
know,
hates
but,
the heat.
But you know what? In the beginning, they said it was something that was hurting the old people or people with, you know, compromised immune systems. Now, all of a sudden, they're saying more young people have it. So next it'll be something else. Like, I'm wondering, like, are we even sound in the research? I mean,
I'll take it
more as a mutated form of ammonia than anything else. But we also know that a lot of young people out there are not taking care of themselves as well.
Well, that's because a lot of them aren't taking care of themselves, like you said, and they're also not doing social distancing. They're still partying. I'm sorry, the governor of freaking Florida still has spring break. I'm sorry, there is a national pandemic, and you want to open up the beaches for spring break? Really?
Oh, I heard there was a fight between the mayor of a certain town in Florida and...
And the city official, I've seen it. Councilman.
City, oh wow, he was going in on her.
He was. Oh man, if that would have been a man, it would have been a wrap.
But you see what this is doing.
She didn't care anyway, because she's on this same crap that the toupee wearing clown is. Revenue, 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 revenue.
Oh, we gotta make money. But meanwhile,
here's the problem with that.
Safe.
How are you going to make money when half your people are dead?
Exactly.
You're gonna make no money. I mean, honestly, as a real businessman, you kind of want people alive so they're well enough to go back to work enslaved. You don't want half your population dead because guess what? You ain't making that money you was making before. Let's put it in hustler terms. I'd rather have 50 crackheads on the block doing my thing as well as they could possibly be as opposed to just 10 good runners. Let's put it like that. I'd rather have them lined up on Queens Plaza doing my thing than just on 10th Street. I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you for the...
That's the logic.
Female Jay-Z. Thank you very much.
We
appreciate that.
I mean,
so
but
any,
if you really think about it, that's the logic. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, right now we're not really living in, logical times.
Because you got two favorite clown in office.
All you can do is just, once again, you got to tend to your village. And a lot of people, you know, I got to salute the mothers, the fathers, single parent households that are actually making it happen right now. Either can't go to work or can go to work, and they have kids to tend to, and you know, I know it's rough for them, and there's not many services that are being offered unless you're like a first responder or something, and you have a family, that, they're catering to you. But I mean, to all the nurses, and the doctors out there holding it down, because God forbid something happens to them, who's going to take care of them?
You know what I'm saying?
We have to give credit where credit is due to those who are actually on the front line, doing stuff, to these teachers that are being vigilant, on the computer, making sure these kids still have some type of brain in their head when all of this is over, you know.
We all need to buy them a case of beer when this is all said and done, because, honey.
Beer, wine.
The teachers was in line.
Chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying? You know, that was at
something
at a certain person, but.
Oh,
anyway.
And I got to say this. If you guys know anybody that has a – really fast. If you guys know anybody that has a tattoo shop right now and they're not using, like, gloves?
Closed. Oh, yeah, well.
Do you know owners? I know they're closed, but what I'm saying is if you know the owners or something, get the word out to them and let them know that they can donate their unused gloves to these hospitals. Listen, hospitals need gloves. They need masks. They need as much as they can get. So if you know of anyone – that has a shop, or you know somebody that knows the owner of a shop, just pass the word. That's all.
Well, some of them are not going to give up on their supplies because they'll be expecting some type of boom when this is over. You know,
the funny part is? By them doing that, they might actually get a couple of nurses or a couple of doctors or a couple of freaking EKG technicians or a couple of X-ray technicians or physical therapists to run up in there. You never know.
But you know, Not everybody's, you know, thinking that way. But, you know, but before we head out, you know, any parting thoughts, Ms. Cherry?
Yes. I was going to say, do you know that if you're still working, you're required to carry a letter so you can, like, roam the streets?
Yes.
Did y'all hear
I have two
that?
For my job.
Yeah. I was like, when I first heard that, I thought the first thing that jumped to mind was, like, in slavery when you had to have the letter showing that you was free.
Mm-hmm.
My job the same thing. Show your papers. And then what do they plan to do if you don't have your papers?
They will turn you around. They'll send you back. They'll send you back to wherever you came from. The only way you could possibly get away with it is if you have an elderly relative that you have to get to. And I said possibly. Possibly.
But there's no real way to enforce it. They're just telling you, okay, go back home
Yeah, they're literally escorting you back the way you came. Go back once you came, young sir, or young man, yes.
I have my papers. I was free.
I was a free slave,
okay,
I tell you.
Any parting thoughts?
Just be safe. Be careful. If you ain't got to be out in them streets, don't be out in them streets.
That's right.
And please, please wash your hands. Use your sanitizer.
Yeah.
I keep my Lysol and sanitizer
more,
in my car.
But all right, Red, go ahead, Red, because I got something to say on the last note. But go ahead, Red.
I'm going to say this. At the end of the day, if y'all think about it, this is the 2020 census, right? So think about it.
Yep.
What's the census? They gotta calculate people in the United States and counties and, you know, all of that stuff, right? So guess what? Think about it. You knock off a couple of people. Not saying it like that, you know, not to be disrespectful. But if you knock out a couple of people, you won't have to spend that much money to put in the United States, or you know, into each, you know, state and county and all that other stuff. So. We don't know what this is, but it kind of sound kind of tainted to me.
True. Yeah. Well, sorry, Lady T, we lost you, but, you know, thanks for coming on. But I will say lastly, wash your damn face. You can wash your hands all you want to, but if a weak point is your face, multiple times out of the day you should wash your face.
How
wash
about you just wash your
well.
Ass?
Let's focus on what's easy. We focus on what's easy to some people. On that note, you know, Hot Rod, what up? John Black, what up?
Yeah.
Absolute Truth Proof.
That's a
Monday nights, 10 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. Lady T, Big Red, Miss Cherry, Mika, K Dog. Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone, have
Salute.
A good night. Be
safe
out there.
Have a good
Be
night.
Safe
out
there. Be safe out there. Be safe
out there. Watch Washington, too.
Watch Washington. Thank you.